When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
How did you do in your history or level?
Awful. I failed it miserably, obviously.
Yeah.
What, he doesn't know about Rodney Ontonk's bowling stats?
Oh, level's not that old. It was a GCSE, if you don't mind.
Did you do GCSEs?
Did I do GCSEs?
Wow.
You did GCSEs? Genuinely, I thought you did O levels.
I thought a quite recent invention, weren't they?
Jeez.
Invention.
Three on one, is it?
It changed in about 88, the GCSE to O level to GCSE.
Yesterday, Sam Warburton called me a fat alcoholic 50-year-old.
And, yeah, you're 51, aren't you?
I mean, Sam was bang on, to be fair, but I did the first year GCSE.
Okay.
So it was a no-win situation because everyone said they were easier than O levels.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I did quite well, but no one took it seriously.
What we do on this podcast, Kate, it's a bit like a sort of slightly meaner Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. We're dismantling Mike and rebuilding him in our image. So we got British Lions captain and Grand Slam winner Sam Warburton to just really criticise.
Oh yeah, 2 hours of it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Good.
What look are you going to end up with, Mike?
This is as good as it gets, Kate, I think.
What
I've done today, because I took a bit of stick yesterday, I've mascaraed my sideburns on my moustache.
They were too black for the first
year. Yes, do you know why? Because I didn't want to go too nuts with them. Like today I'm wearing a golf shirt and a fitted mascara.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Whereas yesterday I wore a nice tailored shirt.
That was lovely.
And lots of mascara.
Yeah. And Sam immediately within seconds called you out on it.
Well, yeah, because
how black is your moustache?
But because I'm a heterosexual, happily married man.
Yeah.
I always feel much more comfortable dressing up and making an effort in front of a man than I would with a woman.
Well, in case I'm too impressed.
No, this is the vibe I'm getting from this.
Exactly. I don't
And then
off,
you have to immediately have
podcast.
An effect.
Exactly, yes. Exactly that.
That's happened. There's nothing the pair of us can do about it.
To podcast.
Too sexy.
You see, if I was a happily married homosexual man,
yes.
Then yesterday Sam would have got the golf shirt and the bit of mascara.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You'd be getting the full Tom Selleck's with me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's an interesting approach to life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make less of an effort because you're too handsome.
Well, I think either way, I think you look great.
Exactly.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I ask about moustaches? Because I've long wondered how it comes to be that one adopts that as one's facial hair.
Do you know what?
Was there a turning point?
I got a theory about this, Kate.
Oh, okay.
There is a turning point about this. Well, you come to the right place with this conversation. So, I wanted a moustache for years. Burt Reynolds over my shoulder then. I'm sure you can see Burt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huge Burt Reynolds fan. Loved Tom Selleck. Always loved a moustache, right?
Right.
Couldn't grow one because I thought I could grow it. I started shaving at 11 years of age. I'm very, very...
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, I'm raging bald of testosterone. You know that.
We have one woman on the podcast and fuck me.
You sound like an East German gymnastics.
Take your vitamins.
Weird.
So I did start shaving at a young age.
Year 11, while the final year of primary school.
With your Phillips shave.
No, just a wet shave.
Wet shave at 11, obviously. I'm a fool.
And then I grew my moustache. We had a trip over to France playing some veterans rugby. No, tell me the first one was my stag night.
At 11? You play veterans rugby at 11?
Well, they were under 17.
Okay.
Oh, for you, fine. Fine.
Have you got a portrait in the attic that gets, what, more beautiful?
I've got one.
No, more ugly?
I could show you. I'm gonna show.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I did get the literary reference, by the way. I know I was an XP teacher, but I did read.
Oh, that's when I know a joke's landed. Someone has to point out that they can get it. They just don't deserve. Yeah. You just don't deserve
it. I got it. I didn't find it funny.
Yeah. I understood it, Kate. I understood the joke.
I enjoyed it.
That was very clever.
I just want to say, you're not very funny.
Sure, I understood it perfectly well.
That was clever.
I always wanted a moustache. Grew one for my stag night for a sort of fancy dress thing, which I know Al loves fancy dress. Mm. Shaved it off. Really quite fancied it, though, at the time. My wife hated it. And then I grew it for what was I doing? Oh, it was a thing I did. I can't remember what it was now. But it was another trip away. I grew the moustache. I said, I really like this moustache. I think I'm going to keep it. And I kept it for a bit. And then I got a part I was doing. I kept the moustache for that. I did a big advert, which made me, pay for my extension. But that was with the moustache. So I couldn't afford to lose the moustache. So I kept the moustache for that. Then I shaved it off after the advert.
Oh, are you the opera guy?
For fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Kate.
Kate, thank you so much.
That's like me saying to you, fucking Bella Emberg. Wyn Evans.
Wyn Evans.
Do you mean the 26-stone, fucking clinically obese, bald opera guy? Just to clarify, yeah?
He's rich, though, isn't he?
He's not anymore, because his wife rinsed him from the divorce. Thank you very much. Thank God.
It's from my hometown.
Am I fucking Wyn Evans? Not even that. Are you the opera guy? And I knew you meant.
Yeah. Gio Campario.
Gio Campario. Yeah.
It was either Gio Campario or fucking Pavarotti, and neither's good. Fuck's sake. What am I doing here?
Oh, that's cheered me up so much.
Opera guy.
I didn't make that sort of cash. I made decent cash,
Yeah.
I mean, Wyn made, the opera guy made house money. I just made extension money.
Oh, yeah.
So I shaved it off. And then our friend Charlie Baker, that you all know, Kate, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I said, I really miss the moustache, Charlie. He said, well, grow it back then. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to get jobs if I get a moustache. He said, well, you might get more work with the moustache. You don't know, it might be a thing, if you really like the moustache. So I got old cars. I got old Cortinas and Capris. And I live quite a 70s life. The moustache just fits. And the wife's slowly grown. But I've now reached the point I talked about in my... moustache, no return.
That's the first time you've ever used the phrase, the wife.
Well, I was talking 70s and suddenly came out, the wife.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The wife.
Her indoors said to me.
The other half.
She's come round to it now.
The missus. The ball and chain.
Yeah, she's a lovely bird. Yeah.
I haven't heard ball and chain. That's brilliant.
The old trouble and strife said to me, if you want to... Yes.
And how did you go? Sorry, one last point. We don't have to do only the moustaches on this one thing.
We can.
How did you decide to go handlebar as opposed to
sell insurance?
Yeah, just sort of Hitler or whatever. What's the other one?
Hitler.
Go to the. That's just a normal moustache, isn't it?
Just straight. Yeah.
Well, 1980s Ebu Veil is how I would describe it.
This. Well, it's a slight. Yeah. It's a slight sort of patter, isn't it? Like a slight sort of pancho.
Yeah. So that's
not
your
quite
own
Mexican
thing.
Villain.
I look like a 90s car thief when I grow myself, actually.
Really?
So I just can't. Well, I can, but I wouldn't.
You don't look like a clinically obese opera singer, though, to be fair to you.
What, 17-year-old car thief?
No.
It's good.
I wouldn't mind if he was like fat and handsome. Do you know what I mean?
But he's got a lovely voice, man.
I've got a lovely voice.
Yeah.
thank you, Al. That's the first nice thing you've said to me in the last 48 years. 20 minutes, 34 seconds. I have got a lovely voice.
Yeah.
I don't want to try too hard.
No?
No.
Would you shave your head then if you found that it was going?
Oh, they can't use Wyn again for the adverts, all right?
Yeah.
They're not allowed to use him I don't want anything bad to happen to Wyn.
No, absolutely not.
I know he's a nice man. But I know.
Ooh, that's stretching that nice.
Yeah.
So do you actually know him?
So you?
Oh my God!
Of course I know him. Yeah. We live in Wales.
We all know him. It's Wales, kid.
We all know him.
He lives like half a mile from my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name a Welsh person and one of us will have... Name any Welsh person, one of us
Yeah, go on, name a Welsh person and we'll...
No,
yeah,
I'm not playing this because I know what's happening here. You're leading me into this, like, cul-de-sac where I end up sounding like some sort of English person who... And you're going to clip it up and you're going to be like,
yes.
Oh, this English bird, we've invited on the pod. Her.
You're such a journalist. I can't believe you thought that.
Not only have I've acted with Will Evans.
I've acted
him off the screen, by the way, but that's another...
He's from my hometown. So my mother knows his parents. Yeah.
What the hell? Sister.
The Lyric Theatre, yeah, from Kamala.
Yeah.
Well, his mother.
His mum.
His mother was Brown Owl for my sisters.
Stop it.
So his mother, Liz Lyric.
We moved house last August.
They've made a film about Liz Lyric.
Yeah, so she got the premiere of Jurassic Park.
Correct.
At the Lyric Theatre in Carmarthen.
She got hold of Steven Spielberg's fax number, fax number. Liz Lyric did, Wynne's mum, and faxed him and said, if you don't allow me to show Jurassic Park at the Lyric Theatre in Carmarthen, there'll be riots in the streets. And he replied, fine, you can have it. So
the premiere
in Leicester Square, and then the other premiere in Carmarthen on the same night. Yes. And all the staff dressed as dinosaurs.
And we moved house in last August. I went to we had no kitchen at the time because I'd disconnected the gas supply to build a pub. So I went to the local fish and chip shop and the fella said to me, you know Wynne Evans. He didn't say I was Wynne Evans, Kate. He said, you know Wynne Evans. I said, I do. And he went, you're not paying for it.
Well, because you know Wynne Evans.
And any friend of Wynne's is a friend of mine and he wouldn't let me pay for fish and chip.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the socially distant sports bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the socially distant sports bar.